Welcome to Coconut Oil, Stardust, and Dope Vibes. I am your resident fairy godmother, Tamara Angela. And this episode, we are going to be talking about Jupiter in Gemini. Jupiter is going to be in Gemini as of May of this year. We're starting out Jupiter in Taurus, but it makes a major shift to Gemini. So I'm doing some episodes that talk about some of our personal planets this year and what those shifts mean to us as a collective. So biggest thing, whenever I'm talking about anything astrology related, you do not have to feel like you understand the actual planet. You don't need to even understand astrology. What you can do is take away from the recording the actual lesson that I'm teaching. Like, I'm gonna give you the translation. All you have to do is be focused on the translation. You don't have to feel like in order to listen to any of these episodes that you have to have a strong understanding of astrology or anything like that. You can tune in and listen to the translation. That's how I do everything that's related to astrology. I give you the kind of the elementary breakdown and the translation. If you know how to go deeper, I'm also having that conversation simultaneously, so you'll be able to grasp what I'm talking about there. But then anybody else who is new to this, or just quite frankly, this is not your language, that's fine. I still want you to tune in because there's a lot of great information that you'll gather about where we need to move and how we need to transition, just for mankind in general. So that part you'll definitely be able to understand and have as a takeaway from all of these episodes. So conversation is completely inclusive. So Jupiter is our largest planet. So when we think Jupiter, we think expansive, we think big, we think king, we think large. We're thinking all of those things, ideas that have to do with things being expansive. So Jupiter is like king of our resources, right? And so what do our resources allow? You'll see some places talk about luck involved in that. I don't really get into luck, but I understand why people use that. So I look at Jupiter like, here's our resources. Here are the things that can bring us prosperity, progression. It's knowledge, right? So all these things, knowledge, actual tangibles, money, opportunities, like all of this funnels under what we look to Jupiter to do and to allow. So currently, Jupiter has been in Taurus since May of 2023. And typically, Jupiter spends about a year in a specific zodiac sign. And so that's the amount of time it takes for it to go around the sun. And so complete its whole orbit around the sun. And so Jupiter is considered one of the spaces where it takes a little while for this energy to develop. And so it's a little bit more slower moving as one of the outer planets. This is information that we're talking about that's not going to happen overnight, pretty much. So in Taurus, we start off the year with Jupiter in Taurus because it's been there since May of 2023. Taurus is earth energy that's ruled by Venus. And so Taurus is about like luxury and value and standards and principles and like standing in those things, being rooted in that, being so stubborn that you're like, this, like, nope, I'm not changing this point of view, which can be a good thing. And so Jupiter in Taurus, it's not really a space where you should take many risks. And I think if we actually are looking at our timeline, I think we see people doing the opposite and actually just doing a whole lot of everything, which is going to add up karma in a way that will be interesting. But so in Taurus, there's this simplicity, needing to just kind of get back to basics and understanding even our own divinity, examining our self-worth and examining what we value, right? So that's where we've been for like, what is that? Probably like the past 7 or 8 months, just really needing to examine like, what is it that you value? What is it that makes sense to you? What is it that you use to create standards in your life? Now, Jupiter is going to transit into Gemini, which is air energy ruled by Mercury. There's a fluidity there. Usually when we're talking Gemini, we're talking about, I like to call it like the art of war. So there's this space where war is an actual tactic. There's the actual action of it, but then there's the strategy, right? Like, you're not going to win anything without a strategy. So there's the mind and then there's the movement. And so Gemini has this duality where there's like, you have to see all sides of things. So Jupiter moving into Gemini is going to give us mind expansion. We need to grow where intellect is concerned. And if you've been following me, I've been kind of tracking that because I keep saying there's this space where I feel like we're being intentionally dumbed down. Like, we're just being intentionally dumbed down so they can create like AI stuff, things like that, to kind of move in and orchestrate, almost like micromanage us in a way, if that makes sense. Like, there's this space where I feel like we are being taught to turn off our intellect, and we are being taught to not critically think. And we're being taught not to think on our own. And that is going to serve a greater good, because if you create these other things that think for you, you kind of lose spaces in the mind that you used to be able to use, like certain recall and things like that. Excuse me. So for instance, we don't have to really recall phone numbers anymore. We used to have to recite them and recall them, right? And so this is why, like, you can remember your phone number from childhood, but you don't know people's current number now, because your brain doesn't need that capacity to do that anymore. We used to have to know the numbers and have to dial them out. So you would have to like press the number. 9 times out of 10, you're not really dialing a number anymore. Most of them are programmed in your phone. So it's like click, click, click. You don't really even look at the phone number. You don't actually look at the numbers that are programmed in there. The only time you look at a number to dial is if it's something new, or, and even if it's not, So even if it's not programmed in your phone, you can still scroll back through your call log and be like, oh, I dialed that number before here and click. You just got to kind of remember what that was or what day you dialed it. So the recall on our brain is different. Same with travel. I mean, we have GPS and satellite with things, and people have a hard time not just driving and listening to that. Like, if you had the capacity to drive and read a map at the same time, it looks different now. That capacity looks totally different. I mean, because you are driving and you're watching yourself on the map, but there's no real critical thinking with that where you have to plan out the drive because it's already planned for you. So there are a lot of things that give us convenience that take away our need for thinking, and then that shows up in other spaces. Now, certain ones of these certain things with the where these conveniences are concerned, it's like we were doing too much and then we did something that made it easier. So that's great. But then we should be able to develop the mind in another space that is progressive, because that's what adapting is about as a human, right? Because like this is what we do. We're constantly adapting to the environment. But what's happening is we're not moving into spaces that are heightening our intellect. It's actually stuff that is just fluff. We're not doing that as a whole. It doesn't mean that people aren't in spaces of higher education or doing things like that, where they're cultivating these spaces. It just means like overall, these conversations are wearing us down. And so Jupiter and Gemini is really a space where we can maybe start to thrive on that a little bit more. Thrive in that space more. It's like it's giving us the opportunity to, like, now, what are we gonna do with that? Like, what are we gonna actually do with that opportunity? That's going to be huge. So let's just kind of talk about what that looks like as we come up on Jupiter and Gemini in May, which also is the dawn of May sees this May has the sun moving into Gemini. We also have Pluto going retrograde in Aquarius. I covered Pluto in another episode, so make sure you check that out as well. But May is slow dynamic change, which I think can be a good thing, right? It can be a good thing. Like sometimes you need to take your time with things instead of like rushing it and trying to do too much. May also sees us look at dynamics and healing and really making sure that we create and cultivate this new world order that is going to actually be productive for everybody. Now, Jupiter moves into Gemini on the 25th at 7:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And my notation for that, I said life expansion by being well informed, studying, and gathering proper info. Now, if we start to really look at that, how are we doing that currently? Like, what does that look like currently for us? Are we well informed? Are we studying? Are we gathering proper info? I was just having a conversation with someone the other day, and they were talking about, these headlines, like on the blogs and stuff like that. Like, we don't even have real journalism anymore. People just take a picture, don't even give you the context for the picture. As if they did, there would be some truth in what they're saying, and they give something super sensationalized. I mean, they did this in the 80s too, for sure, to get headlines. But it's worse now because people are doing things for likes and for attention and for traction. And so one space will post it, and then another space will just like re there's nothing but reposts. Nobody has done any research. Nobody knows what's going on, and then they just say, this news outlet said this. Well, nobody is truly originating. Excuse me. Nobody is truly researching. It's almost like that time is gone. And then when you do actually talk about the truth of the matter, people don't want to see that. They want the thing that is in inciting and evoking a reaction. They want something super reactionary. As I joke all the time, it's like you wake up, like, what do people want to be mad at today? What do they want to be mad at today? I mean, you could pick something. And then if there's not really anything to be mad at or debate over, then they'll create something. They'll just pull something out of thin air and be like, okay, let's get mad at this. And we've spent a lot of time being focused on a lot of the wrong stuff, right? Or giving things with no substance too much focus. I mean, yeah, you gotta have your fluff every once in a while because you gotta turn the brain off and have some excitement, and everything doesn't have to be overly intellectual. But at the same time, we have to balance that out with putting ourselves in a position where we're actually learning something and gathering something. And there's like this aversion to that. So I think, and partially I think some of that is due to realities being shattered. Like, there was this reality that was kind of created that you have to have a, you have to, go to school. All this time you do grade school, and then you have to figure out what to do with your life at 18. And so, I mean, if you went to college, that means you were better than everybody else. And everybody else kind of fell in between. The reality is, college, people started gaining access to college. People who, like they started doing loans and stuff and giving scholarships and other things. And so there were people there who couldn't afford it out of pocket. And so they're all of a sudden getting the same. As the elite was getting, and so now the playing field is level a little bit more, and so then they have to shift that again. So now you have people that you're being forced into going into college because, like, that means that you're doing something with your life. And the reality is, you get out, you got a crap load of debt before you even start the job. So now you're locked into the job in order to pay the debt that you incurred for the job that they told you you have to get. And the job they told you have to get and stay there until you're 65 and you're 18. Right? So you finish college around 22. So now you got to stay at this job for 40 years with this information you got as a kid, and you have to slave and pay that loan off, right? Because that's life. And then meanwhile, the people who kind of didn't go with that, and maybe they went with the trade and stuff, their stuff is way more debt-free and they're making money. And they're actually, because they're doing something with their hands and they're doing something that everybody needs, it's not a niche, they're actually making more money. So now that whole reality is switched. switched off and turned around, right? Because, like, the elite aren't necessarily making more. They're making more money, but they're in debt, and so they're not taking anything home. Meanwhile, the people who you said wasn't as good, they're making more money. So now we've shattered realities and said, do I necessarily have to do that thing? No, I can do this other thing, and it's valid. And that has again been adapted because people are now influencers and making money off of the internet, right? So now this whole idea of like, go to college, do these, you know, do all these things or whatever. I mean, people were already entrepreneurs without college degrees and they were making money because of how they need to make their money. And then we shattered that reality again by creating spaces where people could make money off the internet, which people still don't understand. We monetize things, right? And so it's like, if X amount of people look at you, if this amount of people take a look at you, you get this money, right? So they people buy ad space, which we knew about because we watched commercials. We knew how lucrative commercials could be because they were always lucrative during the Super Bowl and things like that. So now that's just been applied to the internet and people are making money that way. So now another reality is shattered. You can be 10 on YouTube reviewing toys and make more money than somebody who went to college and came out with a decent job, right? So you're 10 already rolling. These realities keep getting shattered. And I think it, instead of expanding the mind, I think it has been, I think it's been scary. I think it's been difficult to catch up with. And I think some of this stuff started happening quicker than we could grasp. And so we're kind of at a point where I think we have to play a little catch up and realize that certain things were kind of rolling along and we didn't have the harness, like we didn't have the reins on it. It just like snowballed out of control. And so then we don't have the mind expansion that goes with it. Like we weren't really paying attention and looking at the situation. It was just like, oh, here we go. And we just floated on in it, which the freeness of that can be great, but then long term we're struggling. So we move into that Jupiter and Gemini May 25th life expansion. Like life is going to expand as we become more well informed, as we actually study, because there are things that like they just are, and you can't go just like creating different things because you don't want to accept these certain things. Like you just, because what it does is it throws stuff off. And I use time as an example all the time with this. It's like time is an expansive and infinite concept. Like we're never going to be able to pare that down and put that in a box. But trying to pare it down and put it in a box has wreaked havoc on our bodies because, yeah, there's a place where time zones and things like that have helped as far as travel. But it wreaks havoc naturally on our bodies continuously because we've tried to put this infinite concept in a box and tried to scale it. And so we have portions of it that are helpful, but we put time in a box like that for money. And it's this infinite concept. And so when we start putting time in a box, then that takes away people's ability to understand that time is infinite and that there are different planes of time. And, you know, so people will understand that, you know, right now I'm recording this and I'm on East Coast time and it's 7:06. And currently in California, it's 4:06 a.m., right? And it's 7:06 a.m. here. People will understand that, but they won't accept the infinite possibility that the past, the present, and the future can all be playing out at the same time in continuum, because we've put time in a box, right? And so we have to, this Jupiter and Gemini is like, let's go back to the mind expansion and kind of understanding originally where a lot of things have come from. So we go retrograde in October. So what is retrograde? Retrograde is a time, not when anything is necessarily going backwards, but retrograde is a time of pause. It's a good time for any, this is any planet. It's a time of pause. It's a time to just like review some things. Let's pay attention to what's actually happening, because we've been moving. Now let's just kind of see what we've gathered as we move, like take some inventory. What have you learned so far? That's really what we should be doing with the retrograde. So, October energy. In summary, I said nothing is changing, although it needs to, right? Like nothing is actually changing the way that we need it to. And that's going to be problematic, I think, for us, simply because we need more progressive change. We haven't moved as quickly. I think there's some spaces where things have progressed, and then there's some spaces where things are just like highly stagnant. In October, we have Jupiter going retrograde in Gemini. We also have Pluto going direct in Capricorn. And like I said, you can go back and listen to that Pluto recording that I did. But Jupiter retrograde. So that's going to have us just like examining like all this stuff we've learned. Now, we're talking about from May, you know, mind expansion. Right. So by the time October comes, it's like, where has your mind been expanding? And I said, are we living in the knowledge that we attained? Right. Because these are resources. You're supposed to actually do something with the resources. You're not supposed to gather them and hoard them and not do anything with them. You're supposed to share. And that's why I have to constantly say too, sometimes I'm like, I said at the end of most of the episodes, please share what resonated with you here, as in like talk with your friends about it in your circles. That's a mode of sharing, you know, encourage your folks. Like if you're talking about, it's like, are they following the podcast too? Okay, great. Sharing information that way. Also, just sharing information within your circles. Like, does the information you learn, does it change the conversation that you're having, right? Or are you like learning all this stuff and just sitting on it and cuffing it and like not doing anything with this? Like, I've absorbed all this, but how has it changed your life? How has this knowledge that you gained, like, how has it changed your life? Because it's one of God's resources. And so you should be therefore using it as a blessing for other people. Because it's not just for you, you know,
Or the way that you do that is not necessarily by turning around and sharing it that way, or feeling compelled to have to talk about it. Does it change your walk? Right? Does it change how you show up in the world? If you gain this valuable information, if you gain this valuable resource, this valuable knowledge, this valuable opportunity, if you are learning things that help to increase your self-worth and the way that you see yourself, if all of those things are occurring, then you should show up different in the world. And you showing up different in the world will be contagious. Period. So we leave out of the year with Jupiter in Gemini, retrograde. It doesn't go direct until February 4th, 2025. We have a lot of shifts happening in 2025 as well. Neptune will be moving into Aries. So there's a lot of powerful energy that is going to really, really shift the game in 2025. We have opportunity to do things in progression in baby steps. We just have to take the opportunity. Like we have these chances built up. It's like, here it is. What are you doing with it? And I mean, even that is the epitome of Jupiter and Gemini. It's like, here's these opportunities. What are you doing? You created a strategy here. Here's a new philosophy. What are you doing? We have those opportunities. What are you doing with them? What are you doing with them? Are you squandering them? Are you not even taking them? How are you building? What are you doing to add to things? And I know some people don't like to hear that because they feel like, oh, that's too much pressure, or that's not my job, or, that's not really what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to cultivate my own. And that part is true as well. You are, like I said, if you're cultivating your own space, you're going to show up different in the world, and that's going to be reflective. And if everybody is kind of working on their own thing, then collectively things get better because you're in a better state of mind while you're dealing with somebody else in a better state of mind. And so things across the board look different. They operate differently. And we need more of that. So thank you for joining me today, talking about Jupiter with me. Let me know what resonated with you. Let me know if you have more questions, any extra insight. I'd like to chop it up with y'all about that. Make sure that you're, if you like listening to the podcast, most of you that tune in, you've been tuning in for a while. Make sure that you're following on Twitter, Love Fairy Magic, FAERY. And then on Instagram, it's Love and Fairy Magic, FAERY. You can leave comments here on Spotify. If you're listening on Spotify, I think in Apple Music, you can leave comments and I will be able to read them and see them. If you're leaving comments, I will make sure and to answer them, but then I'll also bring them up in the next episode. Thanks so much for joining me. We'll see you on the next episode.